This is Mornings with Al Farabee. Here's what's happening.
One of the great music festivals in our town is the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest. It is coming up. And here to talk about it from the Jazz Society and producer of the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest, Daryl Marr is joining us. Good morning, Daryl. How are you?
Good morning, Al, and greetings from a very cold Ottawa. It was minus 12 degrees last night before the wind chill.
You are there for music reasons, for jazz reasons, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm here at a little event, but the Ottawa Winter Jazz Fest, and in conjunction with that, I'm meeting with some of my colleague artistic festival directors.
It's always important to do, to network, to see what other people are doing, and obviously talk about artists too, because as we speak, you and everybody at the Jazz Society working very hard to piece together this year's Jazz Fest, correct?
Yes, we are, and I've probably got about another 5 weeks of booking artists ahead of me, as well as my other colleague festivals across Canada.
Very busy time, for sure. All right, for those that don't know, how many years for the Jazz Fest here in Victoria?
Well, Al, we've been around for over three decades. We're heading into the 37th edition of the TD Victoria International Jazz Festival.
Wow. The dates this year, what are they?
They're June 19th to 28th, 10 days.
And it's going to be full of artists from all over the world, different kinds of music. We should talk about that just a bit, because it is a wide scope of music, not just jazz, that's come to the festival, right?
Yeah, and as you say, I can tell you now, we're getting artists from all over the world, including Morocco, Europe, and Asia. And our jazz festival is much more than just jazz. We also feature blues, R&B, soul, funk, roots music. It is really a music festival.
And it really is, too. Like you mentioned, all the internationally acclaimed musicians that come and play. But, I mean, there's an emphasis on Canadian artists. There's an emphasis on local artists, too, right?
Yes, there is. We make sure there's a large component of Victoria, Vancouver artists, as well as Canadian artists. Yeah, that is one of our mandates, is that we have solid Canadian representation at our festival.
Now let's talk about, because there are two artists that have been announced and tickets are going to be going on sale. So why don't we start with the show, Daryl, that's on Monday, June the 22nd at the Royal Theatre.
Yeah, well, we're bringing back Harome, and she is from Japan, and she has been in Victoria on two previous occasions. She hasn't been in Victoria, I would say, for at least 4 or 5 years, and we're really fortunate to have her come back in a solo performance. She's going to be touring her new album called Spectrum, and just expect some wonderful, exciting music from this piano player, composer.
She is, kind of hard to describe, but I'll try and see if you can do it, just to kind of describe, because she doesn't have a particular, in my world, a particular style. It's just, I don't know, like it's but we want to let people know just how good and great she is.
Well, I would just classify her as, she's probably one of the most dynamic piano players on this planet, and you know how, you know, and some of her acrobatics on stage playing the piano. Yeah. It's just amazing entertainment.
And has she played with people like, I mean, well-known artists in jazz circles? Like, am I getting it right that she's done some work with people like Stanley Clarke and Chick Corea?
Yes, she has, and actually her last appearance in Victoria, she was with Stanley Clarke.
Right. Looking forward to this. So tickets are going to be on sale for that. And that, again, is Monday, June the 22nd. The very next day at the Royal Theatre, Daryl, tell people who's coming back.
Well, I'm really excited about this. And it's another returning artist to our jazz festival. And the band is Tower of Power. And they celebrated their 50th anniversary last year. And they're coming back to Victoria touring their new album, which is going to be released in the next couple of months, called Step Up.
Everybody's looking forward to this, too, because you're right. They've been around for 50 years. They have played with almost everybody musically in the last 50 years, haven't they?
Oh, they have. And they are, you know, I mean, I guess you could consider them the godfathers of that soul, funk, jazz, rock vein. And, of course, you know, that their horn section, that five-member Tower of Power horn section, everybody wants to play with them.
Tickets are going on sale today, correct?
Yes, they are. They are on sale at the McPherson box office beginning at 10 a.m.
So think about that. And then obviously, too, because these are just two shows of many. So my hunch is that there's going to be many more announcements about many more acts that are coming for the festival this year.
Yeah, I promise you that we'll be making some very exciting announcements over the next few weeks, and the complete lineup for the TD Victoria International Jazz Festival will be available by mid-April. But you'll know what's going to be coming up in the next few weeks before anyone else, Al.
All right. I'm looking forward to this. Again, if people want to find out more information on the Jazz Festival, what artists are coming, what artists are announced, or they just want to find out about the Jazz Society as a whole, the website's the best place to do that at this point, hey?
Yes, it is, and it's jazzvictoria.ca. That's the Victoria Jazz Society and Festival website.
Looking forward to it. Daryl Maher joining us at the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest coming June the 19th to the 28th, various venues around the capital region. We are looking forward to so much more. Daryl, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
Okay, Al. Thanks very much.
5:57 now here at CFAX 1070. 6 o'clock news is coming up. So Victoria Police Chief Del Manick has released a video on YouTube addressing what he calls misinformation on an occupation at a BC government building. So we'll get to that story coming up. We've got rain in our forecast this morning, sun this afternoon. Kyle has sports as the Super Bowl is set for Sunday. We'll talk about that and many other things next right here.